What is up, guys? It's Stu. It is What the Fuck Gym Talk. It is the day after Christmas 2018. I hope everyone had a great, great fucking Christmas. I posted, maybe it was like 2 days before Christmas or whatever it was. It was on Instagram and it said something to the effect of, stop calling your members athletes. They're not. Right. And I made that post. And this isn't about that post. There's some really awesome podcasts coming out with Dr. Sean Pastuch, where we get into that, that whole conversation. I even got into a little bit with JJ from Thrivestry. Anyway, so this is not what that podcast is about. What it's about is I look at that, and then I look at all the other guys. Like I watched, if you have not watched on Netflix yet, it's called American Meme. I highly recommend, it's a documentary. And it's a documentary that focuses on the lifestyle that is, you know, being insta-famous, but, you know, creating a personal brand on social media, and, you know, why would anyone give a fuck what someone named The Fat Jewish does on Instagram, right? And just looking into that entire culture and all that. But with that comes this topic that I'm jamming on. The idea of, like, clickbait, right? The idea of putting something out there to grab someone's attention. Like, I make that post up there, you know, stop calling your members athletes. They're not. And it does really well. Performance-wise, for my stuff, it performs extraordinarily well compared to maybe if I just put up a 60-second video of me talking about a topic. Why is that? Because it grabs your attention from the get. You literally do not need to spend more than like 2.1 seconds on it, and you instantly feel some kind of way. Jim Crowell, when we spoke at the Iron and Mortar Summit, he asked the entire audience, he said, what is the number one emotion felt through social media? And I don't know where Jim got this information, but the answer was rage. It was anger. And I thought that was really, I mean, I would have thought it was like funny and haha, but I thought that was an interesting stat, wherever the fuck that was pulled from. And you think about your post when you guys are trying to bring members into your gym. What post is going to grab people's attention the most? And again, if you're like most people, you're throwing up a vanilla photo of an inclusive movement with somebody that looks like the avatar client you're trying to attract, showing maybe that coach-to-athlete relationship. Those are like the three pillars I always talk about with making content on social media. But that's at mass. That's at scale, right? When you're doing it, those are three good themes to be following. But what about the guy who's going to put something out there that is completely opposite end of the spectrum, just going to grab your attention? One of the ones we experimented with maybe, I don't know, about a month or so ago at Urban Movement is we came up with one. It was a video that we had shot. Not vanilla, I would say, by any means of the imagination. It was a well-done video. And the video, the entire first line was, we are not CrossFit or something. It was an anti-CrossFit kind of post. Like, I forget what the copy exactly said, but it was to the effect of, you know, this is not CrossFit. This is not, you know, working out to videotapes in your fucking apartment complex. This is not blah, blah, whatever the copy said. And that one did really well. And when I look back on it, we've ran that video before in ads, and it did well. I mean, it did good. It didn't shit the bed. It did okay. And then I ran it with this more kind of like grab you by the fucking face ad copy, and it did twice, 3x, 4x as well in performance. And I forget whether the performance was we were going for video views or it's conversions or it was engagement, whatever objective we set for that particular ad, it did well compared to when it just had some kind of generic copy, right? Like something that did not clickbait you, that didn't grab you. You know, Joe and I on the podcast the other day, we were talking how in the world of YouTube, your thumbnail is everything. And you look at the best YouTubers, the guys who have vlogs of them, and they have 10 million, you know, 20 million subscribers. They know that they have to create clickbait in the thumbnail of their videos. So what does this do for you as a micro gym owner? So what I want you guys thinking of, you know, when you're thinking of your 2019, your strategy plan, instead of coming up with the generic stuff, you know, the, hey, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina, we're looking for 40 women who are looking to change their lives. And hey, are you tired of, you know, feeling fat after the holidays? Or hey, do you realize summer's coming? Do you want to get in that bikini body? Like those things, not that they don't work. Not that those don't work. Like that should definitely be one of the plays in your playbook. But I would really love to see some gym owners come out with some copy, with some phrases, with some image, with some video, something that is going to grab you by the fucking face and get you to stop. And that's essentially, like, again, people, you know, in the comments when I made that post, you know, stop calling your members athletes, people, you know, get really pissed. Like, a lot of people don't want to be the whiny bitch in the comments, so they'll send me the DM. And, you know, and whatever, and, you know, maybe whiny bitch. No, the whiny bitch is the right word. But, like, they're like, this is ridiculous. And they don't even read the entire context of the post. I got guys chewing me out on fucking Christmas Eve who just read the big photo that said, you know, stop calling your members athletes, they're not. Like, that's the headline, motherfucker. That's the attention grabber. That is the clickbait. And then there's some context underneath. And again, I put that out there fully knowing that I'm going to get, you know, my cock punched in the DMs. But for you guys, how do you create the same thing? How do you create something that your market is going to want to really click on or dive into the comments? How many of you guys engage with Facebook posts and Instagram posts and you're really only there for the comments? Like, you saw something like, oh man, this guy's going to get his asshole reamed. Let me check this out. And I'm not saying you have to come out and make like this crazy controversial post that's going to piss off your market and maybe, you know, pigeonhole you into a corner that you do not want to be from a PR standpoint. But there is something to the idea of making content that is going to trigger that emotion. Maybe not rage, but something that's going to cause someone to stop and want to either argue with you or, holy shit, I feel the same way. But I haven't seen anyone else say it like that, right? Could Urban Movement go ahead and in the next series of posts in, you know, quarter one of 2019, go ahead and put out, you know, an article that says, you know, the top five reasons why we are safer than CrossFit? Or could I put out something like the top, you know, the three things Orange Theory doesn't want you to know? You know, three things that your personal trainer at Global Gym doesn't want you to, like, could I do, sure, could I do something like that to make it more clickbait? Yeah. And there are guys out there that really don't like clickbait. They're like, oh my God, he's just putting out clickbait. Yeah, fuckface. It's called marketing. That's the whole thing. Like, clickbait is marketing. Marketing is clickbait, right? Ihorn is Finkel. Like, it's the same fucking thing. Like, you need to realize the whole purpose of even putting any amount of your life and effort and energy into making that post, that video, that ad copy is for people to click the fuck out of it. So guys, make more clickbait in 2019. Look at the guys on your Instagram, your Facebook that don't have anything to do with fitness. And when I say guys, I mean like the companies, the guys, the girls, whatever the fuck. And make sure you're taking a look at, like, what is it that they're doing to get such a reaction? Now, how can I flip that on the fitness side? Hit me up in the DMs, not punching me in the cock, but with some of your ideas. Show me how you executed on them. I'd love to give you my feedback. Guys, enjoy the rest of the holiday season. I hope you're continuing to take some time off with the ability, with the holiday schedule. Spend it with your families. Spend time off of work. And then get ready to kick ass in 2019. Take care.